the name of the law. We bring you another of the thrilling stories in this exciting series, taken from actual police case files.
Our story begins in a little farmhouse in Hudson Town.
Hello? Yeah, this is John. Yep. No, he ain't here. I don't know. Went to town, I guess. Yep. I'm here alone. Yep, sorry. Sure, I'll tell him. Well, not at all. Goodbye.
Yeah, and we're in a hurry, too. Money? I haven't got any money. Cut up a fool with me, sir. It ain't help. But I tell you, I haven't got any. Now, shut up. Give us those bonds, fire. We ain't fooling. Ain't fooling's right. If these look like toys or something. I'll give you all the money I have, but... No, but, brother, we want everything you got. See? Cash, bonds, and everything. Now, get them up, or I'll give you another taste of this gun. No, please, no. Now, Wilpin, and give us your money. Here. Here, all I've got. Every cent. Take it, but... Please don't hurt me, please.
$18. Hey, what are you taking for, chump? We know you got lots of bonds, see? Now, come across or we'll kill you.
Bonds? Me? I have bonds?
You or your brother has them.
But I ain't got no brother.
So you're going to try that on us, are you?
Honest, you're making a mistake. You must mean the Riders.
Hey, ain't your name Rider?
No, no. They own the next farm. Two brothers.
That's the ones we want, all right. You know them, don't you?
Sure. They're old men, both of them.
And you're going to help us. Come on.
I'm going to help
you. Yeah, you heard what he said. Come on and listen to this. You're going to knock on the door and get us in, see? But if you double cross us, well, you see this? It's loaded and it's dying to go off, understand?
Yes, I understand.
Come on, let's beat it.
All right, sir. Okay, let's go.
Yes?
Okay. Now listen. Knock on the door, and when they open it, ask them something, anything. And we'll do the rest.
Please, don't make me do such a thing. They're old men, and they're my friends. Please.
Now, ain't that just too bad?
Look at this. Now, do you do as we say, or would you like to get a face full of lead first?
Put that gun away, please. I'll do it. Oh, Father, please forgive me for what I've
done. This little 32 is better than all your prayers, you chump.
Come on, get going.
Don't let them see you.
They can't see us. Too dark.
Oh, it's you, John.
Who is it, Otto?
What brings you here? It's John Schreiner, August. Come in. What's the matter? Are you sick?
Yeah. Oh, hello, John. Come in, come in. We're glad to see you.
Yeah, we're glad to see you, too. Come on, get her up.
What is this, a holdup?
John, you trying to rob us?
Oh, Otto, please believe me.
Get up. Now put up your hands. Both of you. And get in there. Come on, move fast. We ain't got all night. Okay, now close the door. I got these guys covered.
Where's your money in your barn?
Why, we haven't got any.
Keep your hands up, you.
Don't move them. Now tell us, where do you keep your dough?
We haven't got any money, we tell you.
You, keep your hands up! Oh,
way out for that dog!
There, that'll keep both of you a lesson. Now tell us, where are those barns?
Why don't you leave them alone? They're old men, they never...
We ain't asking you what to do.
Yeah, now you guys listen. We come for your dough. We won't leave either of you alive if we don't get it. You understand?
Oh, don't hit my brother, please. I'll give you the money. Only don't...
We want a bond, too.
I'll give you everything. Everything. Here in this jar. Everything we own. We worked all our lives, both of us, to save that money.
Worked all your lives, eh? Now, ain't that nice? Well, we deserve it, too. We worked one night for it. Yeah, that's right.
Sure, we worked hard, too.
Come on, give me that jar and come on. Let's beat it. And you, if you call a cop... We're coming back to kill you, see? Come on.
Hello. Hello, operator. Hello. Give me the sheriff's office.
please, the sheriff's office. Oh, it's important.
Very important.
Sheriff Welch?
Yes.
Keeling's my name, Kansas State Highway Patrol. This is Officer Stone. Colonel Smith assigned us
to... Yes, I know. I asked Colonel Smith for some help. Glad to know you, Keeling. Stone, sit down, please. I don't know how much you know of this case, men.
All I know, Sheriff, is that there's been a holdup and a murder.
Ben, the most dastardly crime I've ever worked on, was committed in town last night. Three old men, farmers, innocent men, were attacked and robbed. One of them, August Reiter, age 53, died a little while ago from wounds received last night.
Anyone identify the bandits?
No, they wore masks. All we know is that there were three of them.
That means those gallery photographs won't help us, eh, Sheriff?
Exactly.
Are the other two victims wounded?
They were horribly beaten.
Yes, sir.
They were beaten with guns, unmercifully, stabbed, kicked.
Well, it sounds like the work of fiends.
Yes, three fiends.
Any ideas where we start?
Nope. That's what we've got to decide right now. One thing I can tell you, however, and that is that the people of our county are in an ugly mood. They want this case solved right away.
Well, so do we, Sheriff.
Yes, I know that. Now, I would suggest that, what was that?
What?
That noise. Hear it?
Sounds like a mob to me, Sheriff.
Let's go to the window.
There they are, Sheriff. Looks like you're right. There are whole towns out there.
Yeah, in that ugly mood you were talking about.
Better talk to them before they do some damage, Sheriff.
Open that window, Keeling.
Right.
Everybody, quiet, quiet. Now, gentlemen, the sheriff's office will do everything in its power to see that justice is done. You may rest assured that the brutal murder of August Reiter will be avenged. But that revenge will have to be meted out legally. Quiet, please, quiet. We do not know who committed this dastardly crime, gentlemen. But you have my word as sheriff and the word of officers Keeling and Stone here that this case will be solved. Just give us a chance to go to your homes, all of you. We shall need your help, and we know that you want to help us. So please go where we can find you. Go to your home.
That crowd looks ready for anything.
And heaven help anyone they catch.
We'll have to work fast for that very reason. Now, here are your orders.
Yes, sir.
We've got to go over this entire country with a fine-tooth comb.
Yes, sir.
Every car must be examined. Every inch of ground must be looked over. We must cover every fence for the smallest fragment of cloth. Even school children must be asked to look for clues. For a discarded jar, perhaps.
Jar?
Yes, the writers kept their money in a jar.
Sheriff, you can't expect two men to handle all that.
I'll call the governor and ask him to assign as many troopers as we need. Operator, get me the state capitol. I want to talk to Governor Landon. Yes. I'd like to speak to Governor Landon.
Where are you heading?
You're about the 10th trooper that stopped me, and I'm darn tired of asking your fool questions. Let you search my car. What in blazes do you
want? Sorry, sir, but orders are orders. Where are you heading?
I'm on the way to Hutchinson. I live there. Anything else you want to know?
No, everything looks all right. Sorry.
Any cars stop here for gas the night of the 23rd?
Yes, sir. Plenty of them buy my gas.
Recall seeing any strangers?
Well, think I do. Some fellas in a new sedan seemed to be in an awful hurry. Ran off without taking change.
Yeah? What kind of car was it?
Can't help you on that, but think it had Oklahoma plates.
Believe it had Oklahoma plates.
Okay.
Yeah?
How do, ma'am? I'm Sheriff Welch.
Well?
Did you see any strangers the night before last? Anyone who aroused your suspicion?
No, I didn't. What's more, I'm tired of answering that question. You're the fourth person who asked me that same thing.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but we're trying to solve a murder case, and we must insist that you cooperate with us.
Well, I didn't see anyone. I'm sorry. But I didn't do anything, officer.
Yes, ma'am, I know. I just want to ask you a few questions about your car.
For land's sake, you troopers are more bother than you're worth. Why don't you catch criminals instead of annoying innocent motorists?
Sorry, ma'am. Mind opening that trunk?
What? I should say I do mind. Now, listen to me, young man. You've no right to fight.
Now, remember, children, on your way home from school today, we're all going to play a game. We want you to look very carefully behind bushes and trees. Every place for a jar, the kind your mothers keep reserves in. And if any of you see one, don't touch it. Just tell me about it, and I'll tell Sheriff Welch immediately. Now, don't forget, keep your eyes open wide this afternoon and see if one of us can't help the police.
Ma'am, that's right. We want to know about all out-of-town telephone calls, incoming or outgoing, from Hudson.
I can't give you that information now. We'll have to speak to the night operator.
Yes, I know. But let us know what you find as soon as you can, will you? Thanks.
Be glad to help, sir.
Well, what we want is a report on every telegram received or transmitted from this office.
Yes, sir. Every telegram.
Send that report to my office this afternoon. Is that clear?
Right.
Name's Wells. Sheriff Wells.
Is your mother and father home, Sonny?
Just a minute, sir. Daddy, a policeman's here.
Oh. Yes, sir. You want me?
We're looking for information on the Schreiner Ryder case.
It's a terrible thing, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I wonder, Mr. Cunningham, did you see any strange faces around town during the last few days?
The only strange faces I've seen have been on troopers. Must have been 100 of them.
Yes, I know. Any others?
No, don't recall any. That murder happened on the 23rd, didn't it?
That's right.
I'm afraid I can't help you. I was out of town that day.
I see. On business?
Yes, I had to run down to Dodge City.
Well, if you do recall seeing anything that might interest us, communicate with the sheriff's office, will you?
I certainly will. Fellows who committed that crime ought to be strung up.
It looks like the whole town agrees with you there, Mr. Cunningham. Well, good day.
Nearer solution of this case than we were yesterday.
We're not through checking yet, Sheriff.
Yes, I know. I've called you two here to act as a sort of clearinghouse with me for all these tips and reports and whatnot. I should say that we have at least 200 memorandums here, and all of them must be gone over.
That's okay with me, Sheriff.
And with me.
Good. Now, let's see. Here's a report from the telephone company on all out-of-town calls. Suppose we hold on to this and check them later.
That's a good idea.
Now, here. Let's see. Tony Willinger saw a new sedan with Oklahoma plates on the 23rd. Doesn't say who was in the car. Here, Stone, you brought this in yourself. Get some more dope, will you?
All right.
Later, of course.
Yes, sir.
And here, Miss Higgins's class hasn't found any jar yet, he reports. This? Oh, I remember this. Here's a man who telephoned late last night and said he saw a car with four suspicious-looking men about 10 p.m. Looked like criminals, he said.
On the night of the 23rd?
Yeah. Here, Keeling, you look him up and get his complete story.
Right.
I'm afraid getting clues in this case isn't going to be so easy, Sheriff. Oh, by the way, is there any change in the condition of Schreiner and Ryder?
No, the doctors still have them on the critical list. I certainly wish I could question them again. They may be able to give us some more information.
Too bad.
Well, let's go on. Here's a report from the telegraph company. 42 wires received and transmitted on the 23rd and, 56 on the 24th. All over the state, most of them. Elmville, Emporia, Hutchinson. And here's three to Lawrence. One from Dodge City and one to...
Where's the one to Dodge City, Sheriff?
Got turkey for dinner and all the trimming. Come on down. Not much help in that one, is there?
Who sent it?
It's signed to Harry Pyle. Sent to Lacey Cunningham.
What?
I said it was
sent. I heard that, Sheriff. When did you say it was sent?
On the 24th. Why, what's it all about, Keeling?
Well, I don't know what it's all about, but this may be very interesting. I saw Cunningham a little while ago and questioned him about where he was and all that on the 23rd.
And
he said he was out of town then that day. In Dodge City.
Well, whatever.
Well, if he was in Dodge City on the 23rd, why should he receive a wire on the 24th and not inviting him to dinner? Seems to me he would have got that invitation in person.
Well, I don't know, Keeling. Maybe there's something in what you say, but... Say, look at this. There's another wire to Cunningham, and this one's from Dodge City, too. And listen to this. I hope you are feeling better and all right. Signed, Alan Pyle.
Those telegrams don't sound right to me, Sheriff.
Me either. Keeling, I think you've got something. Get Cunningham down here right away. I want to speak to him.
Yes, sir.
And you, Stone.
Yes, Sheriff.
Leave for Dodge City immediately and get a line on Harry and Alan Pyle. If they look interesting, arrest them if necessary and bring them in.
Hurry.
Ready.
Here's Mr. Cunningham, Sheriff.
What's this all about, Sheriff?
Not so loud, Mr. Cunningham. Just sit down on there. I want to talk to you.
What about? Hey, listen, what?
Well, don't excite yourself. Just answer our questions. What's your business, Mr. Cunningham?
Real estate.
Does your business keep you in town or out of town?
In town and out of it. Why?
Please, I'm asking the questions now. You travel, you say?
Some.
Where to?
Where to? I couldn't even possibly remember every place I've been in.
Oh, what city were you in last?
Well, let's see now. Dodge City, I think. Yeah, that's right. Dodge City.
And when were you there?
The day before yesterday.
On business?
Yes.
So who did you see in Dodge City?
A man named Coulter. Wanted to buy a house.
Do you know a man in Dodge City named Pyle?
Pyle?
Yes.
Right. Yes, of course. Why?
When's the last time you heard from him?
Last time? Yesterday. He sent me a telegram inviting me to his home for dinner. I'm not going, though. I'm too busy.
Too busy, eh? Yeah. You're not sick by any chance, are you?
Sick? No. Not at all. Why? What makes you ask?
Oh, no reason. Oh, I understand the Pyle family was a little concerned about your health. You received a telegram from Alan Pyle, didn't you? Said something about hoping you felt better, something like that.
Oh, that was nothing. Just a little joke.
Here comes Stone with two men, Sheriff. It looks like Harry and Alan Pyle to me.
They're coming here?
Sure. Why? Don't you want to meet them?
Of course. I don't mind. Not at all.
Why are you shaking that way, Cunningham?
I'm not shaking. I'm all right.
All right, Cunningham. What do you know about the murder of August Reuter?
I don't know anything about it. Honest, Sheriff, I don't know.
Cunningham, you know who murdered August Reuter.
I didn't do it, Sheriff.
Then who did?
Ask Babe Pyle. He knows who killed Reuter. But I didn't have anything to do with it.
Sure, we'll ask Babe Pyle.
Sheriff, if I don't want to be here when you talk to him, please let me wait in the other room.
Don't be afraid, Cunningham. We'll hide you when Pyle gets here.
When Pyle gets here? You said he was coming.
Oh, you mustn't believe everything we say, Cunningham. I said Pyle was outside because I figured that would make you talk.
Is that so? You figured it would make me talk, eh? Well, I'm going to stop you from talking so much.
Yeah. That won't do you any good, Cunningham. You know that, don't you?
Not so sure about that, Sheriff. That crack on the head you gave him might have knocked a little sense into him.
Take him out, Keeling, and lock him up.
Right.
We'll talk to him later. Then, I have bad news for you. Otto Reuter died this morning.
He shot him dead.
Yeah. And all we can show for it so far is one possible suspect. Schreiner stated definitely that Cunningham was not one of the men who held him up. We did get Cunningham to admit that he was going to buy the bonds from Pyle. Harry Pyle has a perfect alibi. He was not in Hudson all that day.
What about the other one?
Alan Pyle? He's Harry's son. Call him Babe. We're not so sure about him. Even Schreiner could identify him positively. Said he wasn't sure on account of the mask.
That's a fake alibi.
Yeah. Excuse me. Sheriff Wells talking. Yeah? Anybody killed? That's good. Yeah? Wait till I get it down. Five passengers just did a dance. Black. Oklahoma plate. Highway 23. Model? I say, that's this year's model, isn't it? I thought so. Okay, thanks. I'll be right over.
Can I jump?
No, fire. Car burned to the ground. New one, too.
Did I hear you say it was a new car and had Oklahoma plates?
Yeah, why?
Remember Tony Willinger said he saw a new sedan with Oklahoma plates about an hour before
the... By Jiminy, I'll say I remember it. Get over there right away and find out who owned that car. It's on Highway 23. You can't miss it. While he's checking that, we'll talk to Babe Pyle again. Maybe he's changed his mind a bit. Hello? Miss? Bring Alan Pyle here right away. Yeah, thanks.
Hey, where's Cunningham?
Out on bail. Schreiner couldn't identify him. We had to let him go. Swore he never saw any of the bonds Pyle spoke to him about.
Here's Pyle, Sheriff.
Okay. Sit down there. Do you like talking now, Pyle?
No, I ain't got nothing to say.
We're holding you for murder. You know that?
Can't prove it.
Who are the other two men with you?
I ain't got nothing to say.
What'd you do with those bonds?
I ain't got nothing to say.
Pyle, what did you do with the cash?
What cash?
$400.
$400? Oh, wise guys, ain't you?
Well, I don't fall so easy, see?
$15,000 of the bonds and $400 in cash were stolen. You know that.
Yeah?
That's the truth, Pyle.
Well, I didn't know there was any cash, see?
Oh, you were double-crossed. Is that it?
Maybe.
Who did it?
I don't need no help. I'll take care of them.
You'll never get out of here long enough to take care of anything, Pyle. Now, who helped you?
I ain't got nothing to say.
Hello? Yes?
Oh, Keeley.
What's the dope?
Who? Wait a minute. Let me get that down. Okay.
Go on.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I got it. Okay. Thanks. You want to know who double-crossed you, Pyle? I'll tell you. Wilbur Stover. He cheated you out of your share of the cash.
How do you know?
Don't forget. I'm sheriff of this county. But where is Stover?
Well, I'll tell you we can get him. What do I care? The no good double-crossing punk. If I take the rap for this, he does too. You want him, huh? Now listen to this. Maybe you won't believe me, but I'll tell you where you can get him. You'll find Stover.
What a game. Here it is, the last quarter between Kansas State Teachers and Central, and the score is tied 6-6. Kansas has the ball, and third to down, and seven to go. Looks like they may kick now. Sutherland is dropping back. No, no, that's your famous double wing back formation. There goes the ball. Sutherland gets it. He stopped. He's trying to reverse, but Owens and Central speedy right in, smothered him. Boy, what a tackle that was. Something went wrong with that play. Sutherland was stopped in his tracks. Going for a 5, 10, 12 yard loss. Here it is, last down and 19 to go. Kansas ball, fourth down, 19 to go. Boy, oh boy, what a game. Only a few more minutes to play, folks. Lining up now, and yep, Lightning is in there all right. Getting back, looks like he's going to carry the ball, and you all know what he can do. Kansas star back Lightning, they call him. Hasn't done so much so far, but it wasn't his fault. They're a little saving him. As he's back now, there goes the ball. Lightning gets it. First down. On the 12-yard line. 12 yards to go for a touchdown. Lining up again. Lightning is back. Yes, looks like they're going to get the ball to the Lightning again. Oh, something's up. Referee blew his whistle. Looks like a penalty. No. Something strange is happening, folks. You know what it is? Uh-oh, some trouble, I guess. Two troopers are walking on the field. There's two more, and believe it or not, folks, there are about 10 troopers all over the field. Walking toward Kansas team. I don't know what's happening, folks. We'll find out. I'll let you know. Look at that. Look at that. They're taking Lightning off. Troopers are taking Lightning Stover off the field. Troopers Stover's being carried out, our folks, and I don't know what it's all about.
How's the hero?
Yeah, making any touchdowns today?
You don't have to worry about no eligibility here. You can play for us for life, can't you, hero?
Sure. Only you can't run so fast with them chains on your legs, can you? Well, why don't you ask the warden to take them off? He'll do it for you. You're a football hero.
How about you, Pyle? You like me to give you back your $400? He'll give you life so you'll have time to collect it.
Hey, where's the other old man killer? Oh, there he is, hiding. He's ashamed, fellas. Look at him. He's the one who pointed the car so they wouldn't identify him.
Yeah. A regular chain the Dicks made. They found the telegrams and went to Cunningham. They got Pyle through Cunningham. They got Stover the football hero through Pyle. And then they got that guy through Stover. It's a regular chain the Dicks made.
Yeah, regular chain for the chain gang. Yeah.
And they're going to be together for life. Ain't that nice? They're going to be together for life for killing a couple of old men.
Yeah.
justice triumphs in the name of the law.